Work out your own salvation, for it is God who is at work in you. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I begin my message this morning with that verse from Paul's letter to the Philippians, because I find it intriguing. This letter of Paul's is often described as his most upbeat and good-natured letters. Things are going well there in Philippi, and Paul lets them know this with much thanks and praise and joy. The church in Philippi is strong, it's growing, and it is a mature faith community. They have become organized. They have overseers and many deacons. Paul is pleased with their growth, not only in size, but in their knowledge and in their wisdom and in their strengthening ability to discern. The church in Philippi is a mature church. Not in years. Paul didn't establish it until his second missionary journey up into that area. The church is mature in spirit. So this letter is less about correction and addressing something that they're doing wrong, some form of discord or disobedience. He's addressing his brothers and sisters with pleasure. So his message for them is to continue, to keep it up. Keep up the good work and the love and the respect and care for one another. But also to continue growing in that love and to expand on the teachings of the gospel. And Paul adds, to do it with humility. To grow as a faith community humbly, not selfishly or from conceit, but as Christ did, humbly. Paul recognizes their knowledge and their wisdom. So he tells the Philippians to be of one mind, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, divine, Jesus emptied himself, humbled himself, and was obedient unto God. Jesus did not exploit his divinity. He remained humble. He emptied himself. He lowered himself to the lowest level of humankind, and there he served. There Jesus preached among the lowest, and there Jesus healed and loved. Jesus did not reign as a king, but served as a slave. And for this, God exalted him above all names, above all kings. This example Paul shares with his church in Philippi because they're there. This church that is doing so well and growing, this church that is mature and doing all those good things that Paul is praising them for. Paul encourages them to even do more and to do so humbly. As part of his encouragement, Paul calls on his brothers and sisters to work your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you. Paul is pleased with the church. I'm sure he's boastful. So much so that he entrusts them and recognizes the level of maturity among them to say to them, your role in your salvation is more important than his. It is more important. Their role, their actions, their outward appearance is more important in their Christian life than he, Paul, is. Paul decreased so that they could increase. So how do we increase? How do we grow? Those of us who are mature in Christ. Well, Paul is always ready and happy to insert some instruction in his letters. And he does so this way. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. And we are always to look to the example of Christ. And we will be exalted by God. His example for us is one of perfection. We are not perfect. We must do the best that we can to act with humility, to respect our brothers and sisters, to serve others, and to expand on the gospel. The gospel, read it, learn it, live it, to serve our neighbors. In a big way, how about once a month? And look for small ways to serve every day. We who are mature in spirit and faith, God needs in the world. Christ needs our hands and feet. There is enough selfishness. There is enough ambition and conceit in the world. What we need more of is encouragement for each other. Kindness, thoughtful consideration, and compassion, and respect. There is a popular hymn out of the Love and Praise supplement to our hymnal. The main verse goes this way. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble your sight, yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will raise you up higher and higher. Strive to serve humbly so that God may be more at work in us. Amen.